Hey, hope you had a good weekend. On this Monday, welcome to X's and Bros. And there is a ton, and I mean a ton, to get to. I'm Matt Shepard. We're with you across the great state of Michigan. Ben is our producer, so give him a shout at 866-838-4843. You can text the program Sports Radio to 21,000. Man, it was a busy Sunday. It was a busy weekend. And hope you took advantage of it. If you didn't, we're here to talk about it with you all morning long, Monday through Friday, from 6 until 9. A number of things taking place. Tigers win the series in Minnesota. The Sunday knockout final was 6-1. Kerry Carpenter now has a six-game RBI streak. He helped the Tigers get that victory. You know who else helped him get that victory? And again, we say this on a pretty regular basis. We try not to judge too quickly. But Casey Mize, six innings of scoreless ball. Five hits, four strikeouts. Did walk a few, which is a little surprising. But Detroit gets the win anyway. And Carpenter, as we mentioned, had an RBI. Spencer Torkelson had a couple of runs driven in. So the Tigers get the job done. They are now 12-10 on the season. And they stay on the road. And they head to Tampa for a Tarek Skubal start tonight against the Rays. The Rays, I think, are seen as one of those teams who, correct me if you think I'm wrong here, is a damn good stabilized organization. They're off to a 12-11 start. So the Tigers, a nice win. And then you had the NBA and NHL playoffs as well. In the NBA, Boston beat Miami 114-94. They started on a 14-0 run. Jason Tatum had a triple-double. 23 points, 10 boards, 10 assists. Boston is a team, six players in double digits. Remember, Miami beat Boston last year, including Game 7 in Boston. It's the same situation between these two teams. I'm not saying the Celtics took them for lightly, you know, took them lightly. Because, you know, Miami was good enough to get all the way to the NBA Finals a year ago. But I can tell you this, it sure as hell got their attention for this year. Celtics are really good. Are they postseason good? How many times have you looked at a team and said, man, that team, regular season, you shake your head, you're like, I don't know if anybody can beat them. And then suddenly, in the postseason, they look like a completely different team. Or teams play them differently to expose something that perhaps they caught during the regular season. I'm not sure. But regular season success doesn't always mean postseason success. In basketball especially, oftentimes it's about matchups. What does your five, or postseason play eight usually, what does that mean against the other team's eight players? Boston got the better of them yesterday. Clippers beat Dallas 109-97. No Kawhi Leonard, but James Harden had 28. He was hitting threes from 28 feet away. If I said to you, going into that game, Luka Doncic would have 33 and Kyrie Irving would have 31, you'd feel pretty damn good if you were a Dallas Mavericks fan, wouldn't you? For sure. 64 combined of the 97. Here's the issue, and this can't happen in postseason play. You got 11 points from your other three starters combined. No, check that. I'm sorry. 14 points. 11 from P.J. Washington. In the NBA, oftentimes, I mean, Derrick Jones had no points. In the NBA, oftentimes we think you got to – remember when it used to be the big two? Remember when you felt like you had to have – a couple of superstars on your team to compete. It's not that way any longer. You need three. I like teams that are balanced. It's not that I'm a huge Celtics fan. If you've listened to me long enough, you understand that's not necessarily the case at all. But the thing you have to admire about Boston is the fact that they spread the wealth. They're balanced with Tatum and Brown. Porzingis has been really good for them. Derek White's better than I ever thought he would be coming out of North Carolina. Peyton Pritchard comes off the bench and gives you 10 points a game. There's some nice balance there for Boston. They don't rely on one guy all the time, even though Tatum, at one point, midway point of the season, definitely could have been mentioned in the MVP conversation. We'll get to that coming up here on X's and Bros. So Clippers take a one-game lead. Milwaukee blows out Indiana, 109-94. Damon Lillard had 35. All in the first half. They didn't have Antetokounmpo. And they don't know if they'll have him on Tuesday for game two because of the strained calf muscle. But Milwaukee makes an impressive statement. I think Indiana has lost like 10 straight playoff games, something like that. Oklahoma City edges New Orleans with 94-92. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 28, and he's a finalist for the MVP. They came out and announced that. The three finalists are Nikola Jokic. That's a fourth straight year he's a finalist. Luka Doncic, all he did was average 34 points, over 9 boards, and close to 10 assists. And Gilgeous-Alexander, who averaged 30 points, 5.5 boards, and 6.2 assists. Who do you think wins it? I think Doncic wins it, even though he's not very good defensively. And speaking of defense, Victor Wembanyama, and this, every time I watch Victor Wembanyama or hear about Victor Wembanyama, and we're going to for a long, long time to come because of how talented this young kid is. What is he, 19? Averaging 21.5 points, 10.5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3.5 blocks, 1.5 steals. He's 19 and he's putting up those types of numbers and he just got to the league? Are you kidding me? He's a finalist for Rookie of the Year. He's going to win it and he should win it. And he should win it unanimously, even though Chet Holmgren was really good this year for Oklahoma City and had a really good game yesterday, by the way. And so was Brandon Miller. But Wembanyama, every time I see this, I think to myself, damn it. Why not us? Not the best way to go through your NBA life, but can't help it. Why not us? Why didn't Detroit have the first overall pick? Ben just told me Webinyama's 20. Thank you for that. So he's Defensive Player of the Year finalist, along with Rudy Gobert and Bam Adebayo. He'll probably win both. And you could understand why. NHL playoffs got started yesterday, too. We'll talk about that on the backside. 866-838-4843. You can text Sports Radio to 21000 here on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan. Stay with us on a Monday.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state. And Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreNMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Bill Simonson here for Roast Umber Coffee. It's a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And their Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option with no sugar or additives. So if you want a great coffee or energy drink to power you through your morning and your day, it's available in ground or whole bean or in cans. More information on the website and direct delivery to your door at roastumber.com.
After the hour, welcome back on a Monday. Busy week, it's NFL draft week. Thursday, the NFL draft from downtown Detroit. My friend Bill Simonson will be there at the Caucus Club on Thursday night. Thursday night, I will be at a draft party at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, and then bring you X's and Bros the very following morning, Friday morning from Ascend. Getaway reimagined. And perhaps we'll run into one another up there. 866-838-4843. That's the phone number on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan. Anything you want to talk about. Does not have to necessarily address what we've been talking about. Our phone lines are always open for you. NHL playoffs last night. Rangers over the Capitals 4-1. Artemi Panarin had a goal. Jimmy Vesey had a goal and an assist. Rangers looked really good, really strong, quick to the puck, physical. They're really good. Vancouver doubled up Nashville 4-2. Dakota Joshua had two goals and an assist. Florida trimmed Tampa 3-2. Matt Tkachuk had a goal and a helper. And Winnipeg won a high-scoring affair with Colorado 7-6. Kyle Connor had two goals and an assist. The Jets captain, Adam Lowry, had a couple of goals. Cale Makar for Colorado had a goal and two helpers. That game was nuts, man. Back and forth and back. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. You will see the finish of the RBC Heritage Classic in South Carolina today. The golf event, because rain came and delayed it for an extended period of time, and a number of golfers did not get a chance to finish. But the field is all, in all likelihood, finished because of Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler is at 20 under par. He is 5 shots clear of the field, and he has 3 holes to play. A par 4, a par 3, and a par 4. He had an eagle and a birdie on the front 9. He's had 1 birdie on the back 9. He just does not make many mistakes in a game that seems to be all about mistakes. And they'll start it back up at 8 o'clock here this morning. We'll keep you updated. Scheffler is trying to do something only a couple of golfers have ever done. Win a green jacket at the Masters and then a tartan jacket at the RBC Heritage. Jack Nicklaus did it back in 1975. Bernhard Langer did it in 1985. And now Scottie Scheffler is on the verge of doing it himself. If he closes things out, and we expect him to do that, if he closes it out, he will have won 4 of his last 5 starts. The tournament that he didn't win, he finished 2nd. So he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational, the Players. And remember, he's the first player ever to win back-to-back Players Championships. Tied for 2nd at the Texas Children's Houston Open. Then he won the Masters. And he's taking it all in stride. If he wins, and again, we expect him to, who wouldn't? He will have the biggest lead ever with 16 weeks left in the FedEx Cup race. Long way to go, but still, when you're as consistent as he is, when your iron play is as good as he is, when your short game is as good as he is, why would you doubt him? He played his final. I don't think CBS did a very good job yesterday at all. They go to news. They go to 60 Minutes after the rain delay. They don't tell you where you can watch the rest if they, you know, do come back on the course. And they ended up coming back, I think, at 7 o'clock. And you had to go over to Golf Channel. But the thing about that is that, I mean, Scottie Scheffler, he was on the very last hole that he was playing before darkness set in, which is the 15th. It's a par 5. He hits a tee shot. Then his second shot goes in the water. And he gets to drop right there. There's a tree kind of hanging over from the drop area. And the green is, it's a long green, but the announcers were saying, you know, he's got to go just at the green and then basically have a long, long putt for a possible par. But just be safe, you play it on the green. What he does is he takes a gap. Might have been just a wedge from 131 yards out. I think it was a gap wedge. And he curls it around the tree, the hanging of the trees, onto the green, and it rolls 12 feet within the hole. It's a phenomenal shot. The ability to shape and carve the way these guys do on the course just blows my mind. And then with darkness setting in, and rightfully so, I get why. I mean, this is what, you know, part of analysts do, although Jim Nantz said it too. Why would you putt it? When it's that dark, you can't quite read it as well, can't read the break as well. Why would you putt it? Scheffler felt it. And he nailed it. And it's par. And he keeps the 5-stroke lead. That's 66 consecutive straight, you know, 66 consecutive holes of bogey-free golf. But it did snap his 53 straight holes of 4 shots or better. I want you to think about that for a second. A lot of you guys out there, a lot of you men and women out there listening are recreational golfers. He went 53 straight holes of carding a 4 or better. Think of how hard that is. I'm not saying he's Tiger Woods. I'm just saying 53 consecutive holes. Can you do it for 9 on a municipal course or on a course that you belong to, that you're, you know, that you've played over and over and over again and you know where to play it? And granted, he knows where to play it there in South Carolina. But he went from the Masters to the RBC Heritage. I mean, those are two completely different types of courses. But let's say you're playing at Blythefield Country Club. You belong there. And that's where, by the way, the 10th Annual Meyer Classic is taking place, middle of June. Let's say you're out there. Are you able to card that many holes of 4 or better? How about just 18 of 4 or better? That's incredible. Just incredible. So I'm looking forward to watching that at 8 o'clock while hosting this show. and keeping you up to speed. I don't know how much of a golf fan you may be, but what we're seeing is pretty impressive. And again, it's not the dominance of Tiger Woods. I'm not suggesting it is. I love watching certain athletes, perform at such a high level. I mean, if you're a women's golfer, Nelly Korda, how about that? I mean, she's won 5 tournaments in a row. She hasn't lost a tournament since January. She's a 2-time major champion already after winning over the weekend. She's incredible. It's been awesome to watch. Do you like dynasties or dominance by one player or one team? Or do you want to see something new? I think it depends on something. And I'll tell you what that is when we come back. This is X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan. Our phone number 866-838-4843. You can text the program Sports Radio to 21000 on a Monday morning across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Coppercraft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Five after the hour on this Monday. Glad to have you on board, X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan. Wherever it is you may be listening, you could be in Grand Rapids on WMAX 96.1 FM, The Game, in Cadillac on WKAD, The Ticket 93.7. Perhaps you're in Flint, WTRX Sports Extra 1330 AM. Maybe you're tooling around in Grayling and Gaylord up north, WGRY 101.1 FM, up north Sports Radio. The Tri-City area of Midland, Saginaw, and Bay City, WLUN 100.9 FM, The Mitt. Maybe in beautiful Petoskey and Charlevoix, WMMBN 104.7 FM, The Ticket, Northern Michigan. Or maybe in Traverse City. Love it there, WKAD 93.7 FM, The Ticket. Wherever it is you may be, we're glad you're with us on a Monday morning on X's and Bros. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. I said just before the break, do you like to see dominant athletes or dominant teams over a stretch? Because Scottie Scheffler has been dominant. Nelly Korda has been dominant. Do you enjoy that? I think most people do if it's someone they like or if it's their team. How many people did you hear right around the Super Bowl say, I'm tired of the Chiefs because of how good they have been recently? We'll get your thoughts on that at 866-838-4843. Ben, we got a phone call, right? Who do we have?
Yeah, we got James and Burton.
All right, James, hope you had a good weekend, man. How's your Monday going?
Pretty good, Matt. And you know what? It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about the draft coming up. I think the Lions, number one, they need to draft a lockdown cornerback, a heavy hitter. And I think if they can get that position filled, they can compete for the Super Bowl, and they can play the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I think they can compete for the Super Bowl no matter. Excuse me. I think they can compete for the Super Bowl no matter what. I think the big question you may have to ask yourself is at pick number 29. At least that's where their pick is right now. At pick 29, can you get a lockdown corner there? Who is it?
Overport. I just think that's what we need the most, and you say we can compete for the Super Bowl. Well, if that's the case, anybody can. Because that secondary's got to be shored up, or we're in trouble.
I don't disagree with you. I think there's no question there are needs. I don't think if you draft a complementary cornerback, because I don't think a rookie comes in to be a lockdown right away anyway. I don't care who you're drafting. I don't know if it's Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo, Terrion Arnold from Alabama, his teammate Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama, Nate Wiggins from Clemson. I don't know if any of those guys are going to come in and be the second coming of Patrick Peterson. Are they going to be a one right away? We thought collectively Jeff Okuda, who was the best cornerback in the draft coming out of Ohio State, we thought he was the answer when the Lions drafted him. Now, that's not just Bob Quinn who thought that. That was many draft gurus who thought Jeff Okuda would be the best cornerback in that draft. Turned out to be not so much. That's why I think you can get it done. Even I would worry if I had to draft a corner at 29 and think he's going to be the number one cornerback on my team right away.
I'm not saying he's going to be number one, but if he can contribute like a Brian Branch. All right, Matt, what position do you think the Lions need to draft the most?
Yeah, I think I don't disagree with you. I would like another edge rusher, but I'm not one of those guys who believes you draft by need. I've never been that guy. I am not going to reach, I use that term loosely, for a cornerback at 29, if I have someone else who is rated higher than that cornerback and he plays a different position. So if Leitu Latu, the UCLA edge rusher, if I have him ranked higher and he's 6'5", 260, 265, whatever it may be, if he, not that he will drop because he won't, he's close to a top 10 pick, but let's just say he dropped, okay? Or one of the best offensive linemen, or Jared Verse, who's a defensive end out of Florida State. Let's say I have those guys all ranked higher than, pick a name, Terrion Arnold. Let's say we have them. They're all ranked higher than Arnold, and they're all available. Are you going to take Arnold just because you think you need a corner? If you need a defensive end or an inside interior offensive lineman, I wouldn't.
I don't know. There's a D-back out of Iowa. I can't think of his name. One thing I can tell you, he was a white guy. Pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I know exactly. Excuse me. I know exactly who you're talking about. The thing about that is that he's been hurt, okay? He was hurt quite a bit, or at least last year at Iowa. And I'm not saying he's not going to be a good player, because quite honestly, most of us don't know. But Cooper DeJean, or DeJean, who you're talking about, at 6'1", 207.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. It depended on, the various draft experts, is probably going to be gone by the time the Lions pick at 29. But he's probably in that conversation. I don't think he's as good as Terrion Arnold. Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama is really good. He had some health issues as well. So I think a lot, you know, I mean, that's why you have to go by your board, right? You've got to go by what you think and who you think is so highly touted, according to your scouts. And let's face it, and thanks for the phone call. Always appreciate it, especially starting my day with it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's face it. A lot depends on your scouting. And you and I both, I probably shouldn't speak for you, but I think most of us believe that Brad Holmes and his scouts do a hell of a job. I say this a lot in sports and probably in life. You know what's really hard? Trusting somebody. And when you're a passionate fan base, like the Lions have, it's hard to trust somebody. So trusting Brad Holmes, has he earned your trust? I guess is what I would ask you. If he's earned your trust, and his scouts have earned, that means the scouts have earned your trust, then you should feel pretty good. I don't know how people feel about it. We'll talk about it all week long because it is draft week, and Bill Simonson will be downtown at the Caucus Club, and I'm going to be up at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. I think too many people get caught up in drafting for need. Oh my gosh, we need a wide receiver, so we got to take a wide receiver. I just don't buy that philosophy. I think you create all kinds of issues doing that. I think you miss out on really good players when you do that. The reason scouts are supposed to be good at their job, the reason scouts have their jobs, is because you are supposed to rank players. You're supposed to come back, and you're supposed to tell your general manager and your player personnel and all those big wigs in the front office, this is who I really like, who I've seen. Boom, boom, boom. And then that general manager, what does he do? Well, he's supposed to, with his collective staff, rank the players on who you like most, regardless of position. That's how I think you go about it. That's how I think you build a really good team. I think you could address that a little bit later on, and I think a lot of it has to do with how you've ranked those players. Let's do an example. Let's say you really, really like Latu out of UCLA, as I just mentioned. You know you need a defensive end. But neck and neck with him happens to be Kool-Aid McKinstry. This is after other players have been drafted, all right? I'm not suggesting that they're top on your list. You might have Joe Alt top on your list, but he's already gone. But if you did have Joe Alt top on your list, and he's the offensive tackle, by the way, out of Notre Dame, if he was number one on your list or number four on your list, and he's sliding, and he's available for you, you're going to take a cornerback just because you feel like you need a cornerback who might be 20th on your list. You're going to take him over the number four player on your list? No way. Absolutely not. You can't do that. You can address that a little bit later on. Anyway, that's just my philosophy. Dallas Turner's a really good edge rusher out of Alabama. I think he is ranked the number one defensive end in the draft. If he's available, you wouldn't take him over a cornerback because you feel like you have to take the cornerback? No way, man. The beauty of football, because you know you got 11 guys playing at once. You know, it's not high school football where guys are playing multiple positions. You got 11 guys on defense, 11 guys offense. You got plenty of room to draft impact players, and you always need depth. Is there a position you feel on the Lions right now that doesn't need addressing? Could you make the argument just about every single year you could always use something on offense or defense that will help your team? There are greater needs, right? Absolutely. You feel like you need a corner or an edge rusher or a wide receiver more than you need a linebacker, perhaps. But are you telling me you don't think this team could use a linebacker? Absolutely they could. As good as Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell are, you're an injury away from really being worried, right? So you wouldn't mind a guy who could play an effective tackle position. I'm not suggesting they're going to take one. I'm just telling you that there's plenty of areas this team could use improving, or at least depth. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. It's a really good way to start the day. A great conversation. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about addressing need or looking at it from best player available? I know those are, that's kind of a taboo almost in sports radio. People hate to hear that. People absolutely hate draft the best player available. You know what? Great teams do that. Winning teams do that. They rank their players and they see how they're, when they talk about their board, how do they break down their board? They break it down. They have how many players? 500 players ranked? 300 players ranked? Just in case? Do they break them down by positions? Absolutely. But they break them down by player, too. That's what they do all year long. They're out there at practices. They're out there at games watching different players. They're breaking down film. That's what scouts do. I don't think there's a mantra that says, you know what, guys, drafts is coming up. All I want to do, just to start, is look at cornerbacks or look at defensive ends. And I think really good teams are led by men who approach it in the sense that you're taking best player available. Then you start to reach. Again, I think if there's a slight difference, just a, maybe an edge for one guy over another, then it might be a little different for you. I just don't think you're reaching when you've got a number. There's too many things that can happen in the NFL draft, you guys. You know this. Too many guys slide. There's too many times where you're watching, you're like, I can't believe that guy's still available. I'm not saying every team does that. But I do believe the best teams do it that way. Drafting by best player available. There was a problem with the Raiders back in the day. Al Davis got enamored with certain things. And he started drafting based on need and wow factor instead of just building his team the right way. It's a good conversation to start on a Monday. The phone number is 866-838-4843. You can text Sports Radio to 21,000 as well. NFL draft this week on Thursday in downtown Detroit. City's getting ready. It should be, I believe it's going to be chilly, but it's supposed to be a clear night. So that's good news. Because you want people to enjoy it, right? I mean, you want not just fans, but you want any players who will be here. And there's not that many players who are apparently going to show up, which is unfortunate. You want a lot of that stuff because, look, everybody wants their area, their city to be liked. And I think Detroit has done, and I think they've proven it historically. They have shown you that they know how to put on big events and do it well. So I'm not too worried about that aspect of it. You always just worry April in the state of Michigan, as much as we may like it here and love it here, it's a crapshoot when it comes to the weather. You and I both know that. But Thursday's a huge day, not just for the Lions, but the entire city of Detroit and the entire state of Michigan. And the Lions right now, I mean, there has been discussion that they may move up or they may move down. Now, that is so generic. Everybody knows that. Any team can move up or move down. But I think a lot of people, and this is Brad Holmes, this takes a lot of discipline, if you think about it. It takes a ton of discipline. Brad Holmes, if he wants to move down to get extra picks, because he's got certain guys that he feels like he can still get, how many people are going to be disappointed on Thursday night with round one if the Lions don't have or use that pick? People are going to be really upset. But he's got to be able to do it. He's got to be able to understand and stay committed to the fact that, no, I got to do what's best for the franchise, not what's best for TV or a big draft party on a Thursday night. Love to get your thoughts on it. Give us a shout on 866-838-4843 here on a Monday. X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.